this is the part of us that is fully engaged and present. Now, the reason they're saying that, I'm just seeing this like sacred geometry that is I want to say whirling, and it's interesting I say whirling because it feels stationary and whirling simultaneously. So we want to remember that we're moving about the cabin. In other words, we're accelerating our divine presence, our divine witnessing. So what happens in our everyday reality, there's a higher presence, there's a higher reality, there's a higher attunement that's presiding over us in extension of allowance. In English, this means that there's an overriding presence that's self-enduring as we will participate. This presence is our essence. It's ourselves. So it's not like we're getting handouts from masters saying, we have it, you don't. Here's some of it because we're so generous and kind today. It's that we're gazing into our future. So in other words, each of us took on this incarnation to bring forth light, to bring forth assurance, to bring forth clarity, to awaken consciousness. And so what we're doing at this, I want to say time, and they're like, really? Because of course we're associating with that which is outside of time. What we're doing is we're extending our gesturing. In other words, just imagine trying on a beautiful outfit, trying on a beautiful coat. And it's like, yes, this fits perfectly. I'll take it. I'll take it. So imagine admiring yourself in the mirror and it's like, I'll choose it, I'll take it. So this is the highest, this is the higher approach. They didn't say highest because it's like we're receiving this in interval exposures. In other words, our higher self knows how much we can reach, knows how much we can, they're saying skip to my Lou, it's so cute, extend ourselves. So it's sort of like, okay, I can take that leap of faith. I can honor it. I can do that. I can presuppose. In other words, we're receiving these instructions. We're receiving these commands energetically. And so what we're doing is we try in that code, it's an energetic alignment that feels very natural. That feels very natural. All my logic says this, but the energy says that. And I choose the energy, I choose the alignment, I choose the quickening, I choose the rapture. Now that rapture is very important because we are used to suffering. We're used to being in like you gotta toil, you gotta be responsible, you gotta work hard. And so to receive rapture, what are you doing? Being just being happy. How is that gonna create abundance? So we're returning to our natural extension. We're returning to our natural gaze. So as we will receive this, they're saying like self-honoring. Now, when I said self-honoring, I literally had these energies that were in like tantric union somehow. So this is representing really the end of polarization. So divine feminine, divine masculine, in divine union within self. This is not about your new beau. This is not about your new partner. So that may quicken as well because you're introducing your relief of duality. In other words, there never has been any separation. So as we are receiving these harmonics, it's like when I'm saying harmonics, there's this energy and pulsation that the best way to explain it is just like finding your very best friend from long ago. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you. This is what we're recognizing. We're recognizing the essence of self that is so good to be with. And so it's out of this gaze, it's out of this extension, it's out of this alignment that all is revealed. In other words, we're really leading ourselves home. So as we will receive this allotment, we want to receive it without measure. This means it just flows and flows and flows. We're coming here, well, I just have a question about work. I just have a question about whatever. And that's fine. But understand that all of that represents your consciousness, represents the frequency you've been aligned with and has been mismanaged to some extent because we haven't been in full engagement with our true essence, our true self. So as we will receive liftoff, as we allow these energies to do their magic, to offer us new availability, what we're going to see is we think we just need help with one area of our life, but the energies touch all liftoff, all currency, all destination. So you're going to find that everything's going to be shifting, restructuring, that indeed results in a change in work environment. But it's not just about, I need another noun, I need another subject object. What we're doing is redefining self. And out of this new frequency, out of this new broadcast, your desires are going to shift. Well, I thought I wanted this, but I don't want the manager job. I actually want something very different. And I'm allowing myself that freedom. I'm allowing myself that due pleasure. So as we allow these gifts to arrive, now the gifts are transformational destinies. And the best way I can explain this is there are many parallel versions of life on Earth. And so what we're doing is changing hands. Just imagine like country dancing or square dancing, like swing my partner around and around. So this is what they're showing, where just imagine someone doing a grapevine and going from one timeline to another, to another, to another, because they're saying yes. They're saying yes to their holy conclusion. Come here, bud. They're saying yes to their advancement. They're saying yes to their new approach. Come here, buddy. So as we will receive our orchestration of love. Now, when I say orchestration of love, just imagine a mandala and the energies kind of going in and out, completing that circle, which was our grapevine, by the way. So again, it's not a linear. It's not from one to another in a linear. So what we're doing is remembering we're really all of it, and we're coinciding with our loveliness. In other words, we're dropping separation where all is available. So as we will receive these greater harmonics, this is where we kind of have the aerial view. So we're not seeing things from bottom up. We're not seeing things from our fear, from our outdated pastime. Or outdated pastime is going to be your prior beliefs. So when you're holding a certain belief, the only thing available for you, they're saying, is small change. In other words, only what's available at that station, at that currency, at that level. So you can only draw from one particular lifestyle. So this is where we're going abroad. Remember those parallel existences where we're skipping, they're saying like skip to my loo, they just use what's in my brain, but we're allowing our self-advancement. And notice how they're skipping, the analogies they're giving us. We're skipping, we're doing the great finest square dancing. The idea is ease of movement, ease of acceleration. The ego wants to convince us that, oh, this is going to be hard. It's going to take decades. No, it isn't. Unless we wanted to. So the more that we can allow that sacral chakra to kind of do its thing, to bring forth joy, to bring forth, they're saying crisis of illusion. And what they mean is like dropping the old administration, dropping the old lineage. Like a lot of us are like system busters. So we're healing these legacies, these like generational karmic issues or community issues, whatever they may be. And we're allowing ourselves freedom. Freedom. So that was the daily message. Freedom from the old lifestyle, from the old belief system. So again, it's not just shortchanging ourselves where I just want a new job, I want to make the same, but I just want a different boss. It's like you're moving into your destiny. So you're just thinking you're making a lateral move or maybe a couple of dollars more or whatever it is. And really you're moving into a new lifestyle. You're moving into a new paradigm. So remember the acceleration, remember the skipping, remember the grapevine with ease, with joy. Remember the parallel lives where we're permitting that overflow. So many blessings, it's flowing over what we could commit to yesterday. And so yesterday is before you showed up to this group, because we only could commit to what the eyes can see, what we could imagine. So we're going beyond our past imagining. We don't understand how good it can get. We don't understand what's due us because we're still slaves to the old format, to the old reality. So that's what, like the chains that are breaking, that's what's releasing so that we can adopt new possibilities. As we can see it for ourselves, we claim it. So this isn't about just law of attraction where I just want a better linear life. What we're doing is we're stepping into our destiny that has been pre-selected. In other words, each of us came into this lifetime to introduce a new paradigm, to introduce a new allocation of wealth, a new frequency. So the energies that are supporting each of us are beyond our imagination. Remember, we were trying on a new coat, a new outfit, like, oh, this feels good. This feels good. So we're slipping into a new paradigm, a new frequency, breaking binds with the past. So remember, there's no accident. We all came through everything we've come through, because what we're doing is like we're creating that wake. We're opening up as we heal, as we maneuver, as we advance. All of that goes into the recesses. All of that is offered to the collective. All of that is offered to past generations. So as we allow ourselves to receive, as we will allow ourselves new engagement, just imagine energy percolating, or just imagine like looking at windows of a department store, like it's being changed. Spring lines coming out. whatever it is, new colors on your mandala, whatever you receive, allow it to be a place of new beginnings. So let us receive with merriment. Let us receive with joy. Imagine Mary Magdalene and Joshua, I just see them skipping. We're just into skipping today. The dancing. You may have Ganesh, he's just going back and forth with his hip. He's got great hip movement. So again, it's like moving those energies. You may not see anything, you just may feel. You just may hope something's happening because you don't see or feel anything. Trust that everything is evolving to your natural restoration, that which is due you. That which is due you. Let us receive. They're saying to go beyond common courtesy. So this means trust where your higher self wants to take you. Trust where your higher self wants to take you. It's a little bit like that prayer. I'm praying for this or better, this or better. Well, now we're moving into the better, this or better. Okay, so thank you so much for participating with that. We will begin with Lisa.